in Indiana's rural schools, educators are left with a unique challenge: find money for the kids who remain. As Indiana Public Broadcasting's Peter Balanon Rosen reports, the funding situation in a small northern Indiana district has left school officials scrambling.
It's the last day of school for Argus Community Schools, and Superintendent Michelle Reese is busy.
Okay.
And she's running on 5 hours of sleep.
I don't drink coffee, I drink Diet Coke. So I start with one every day.
Today, she sets that caffeine to good use. She's both superintendent and elementary school principal. She took on that dual role in September to save the tiny district money.
Most superintendents can't say they know their kids, you know, and their families.
There are only about 50 students in each grade. Small for a school, smaller for a district. So here, all 640 students in one building. But few kids also means few dollars to run schools.
So our cash balance is slowly dipping.
In Indiana, the state mainly funds districts based on their headcount. Dollars follow students to school. Argus doesn't have consistent enrollment. So when 60 students left between 2010 and 2014, they had to make some cuts. Almost 1 in 10 desks were empty now.
You name it, if it was something we could do that would not impact our kids, we did it.
Reese took that dual role, froze salaries, even closed central office and put it in the school building.
Come on in here. This half of the room, this half of the building, this is my central office staff. Then when you turn out that door, that's my elementary staff.
But Reese says she knew cuts every time students leave can't go on forever. More money wasn't coming from the state because of property tax caps. But state law does allow her to ask the community to voluntarily raise taxes. So she did.
The rates they were asking was catastrophic.
That's Don Thompson. He drives around, shows me some of his property.
Yeah, I bought this farm back in 1976.
He's a former school board member. But like many landowners around here, he voted against raising property taxes to help the schools.
They milk about 650 cows.
For a home valued at $100,000, the district wanted up to $200 extra each year.
This is soybeans again.
But since Indiana's farmland's already taxed at higher rates, farmers saw the hike as a double whammy, and they voted it down. Thompson says responsibility for funding schools should lie with the state.
We need them to come in. Rather than just let us set out here and fight it out and see who comes out of that battle alive and, you know, bleeding, that is not public policy. That is not doing your job.
When funding Indiana schools, basically, there's this giant pot of money, it's divided up, sent to schools. In the past decade, that pot has grown. But recent changes to the funding formula make it so not every school actually sees more money. Remember, in Indiana, money follows students. Earlier this year, things did look better for Argus. Enrollment was back up, but enrollment fluctuates.
We lost at least 26 kids from September to February. And so that was quite challenging because that's dollars right there being lost.
26 kids is a big deal for a small school, says Superintendent Reese. Students come with about $5,700 attached in Argus. So a loss of 26 kids, that's a salary of 4 senior teachers.
It is a perfect storm of things, unfortunately. I wish it would stop storming.
8 of the school's 80 staff won't return this fall. 1 in 10 positions. Some were laid off. Others, like the school's gym teacher, took retirement to save the district money.
And that was very big of him because he sat in the meeting and said, Mrs. Reese, just tell me, will someone lose their job? And I said, yes. And he said, Kim and I will retire. We're okay.
Now, Reese is looking into more options. Another tax referendum, possibly consolidation. Argus isn't the only rural district wondering, what's next? In the past 5 years, the 63 districts in the Indiana Small and Rural Schools Association have seen 1 in 16 students leave. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Peter Balanon-Rosen.